Moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now's the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. Yeah, I am again here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle on the enchanted island of Puerto Rico, back in our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Steel, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelley, this is like the peak season. Everybody is going out right now. They're feeling great. They're having fun. It's the summer. What is it like at Wright's Coin Shop these days?
Well, usually this time of year, because everybody is feeling good and they're at the beach and they're cooking out, usually they're doing outside activities and not really thinking about gold and silver. But with everything going on, you know, is England gonna, you know, are they gonna leave the EU? That's been the huge thing that's been going on. So people are trying to figure out, should I buy more? What should I do? Should I hold on to what I have? Mostly people have been buying. They've been buying a lot of stuff. And you really shouldn't be picky about what's left. Just get whatever there is, because it seems like the prices are going up. They're kind of, you know, just edging up a little bit, but I don't know. It seems like things are poised to go even higher. So get in while you can.
I'm glad you, of course, brought this up about England leaving the EU, because I mean, we live in such an interconnected global market here that everybody, again, is trying to figure out how the pound is going to be affected, and that's going to affect the dollar, and the dollar is going to affect everything else. And so, yes, this is another example of how the value of money can just go up and down and up and down, and it may have nothing to do with the choices that you make in your life. It could have to do with choices that somebody else makes far, far away. And so you just cannot rely on anything other than what you have yourself and your own stash. And throughout history, it has been proven over and over again, gold and silver has intrinsic value. It retains intrinsic value. And over time, it only goes up in value. And if somebody is listening to this program who has never bought a single gold coin or a single silver coin, explain how easy that is, Shelley.
It is so easy. You come in, you tell us what you want to do or what you're thinking about doing, and we help you through it. It's so simple. It's easier than going through a drive-thru and ordering a hamburger. Seriously, it's that easy. We make it easy. We make it fun. You just come in and tell us what you want to do, what's on your mind, what concerns you have or what goals you have, and we can tell you exactly with what route you should go. So
can I get a gold hamburger there?
You know, I haven't seen any gold hamburgers.
That might be a good marketing ploy.
I can't
it's
think
gold
that it would
hamburger
be very
Fridays
tasty though. No. Ew, no.
Well, I want to point out that Wright's Coin Shop is a family-owned business, that you guys have been in business for over 40 years. None of you work on commission. Your goal is to make each person happy so that they will continue coming there and dealing with you guys. So aside from going to WrightsCoinShop.com, What else do you want to tell folks about how they can find you guys?
Well, they can give us a call at 828-298-5402 or come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Now, again, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. There's a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com where you can visit their site. You can see their setup. You can learn more about where they are. There's a map and all that. They're not far from the Biltmore Estate. Oh, and that's at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. There's a link for you also through SpeakingOfStrange.com or call this number. Write it down, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Shelley, speaking of money, were you going to say something else?
I was going to say, the week of July the 4th, we always close the whole place down and take vacation. So we will not be open. Whatever happens in the world with the market, we will be disconnected from it. You can't come see us. So come before, come after. And, yeah, I don't want you to make a trip out there and be disappointed because we're not open.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. And so everybody should, you know, listen to that very carefully and call them to make sure they're going to be there, 828-298-5402. But, you know, the great thing is July 4th, when we're thinking about what makes America independent, such a wonderful time to use that as a reminder to go out and replenish your stash and have a little bit of that security that our founders so well knew was important, and how that you can't rely on England, how you can't rely on other world markets. You need to have something that is going to retain value that you can control on your own person or on your own property.
Well, and you can't even, you know, really rely on your own government. You really need to be self-sufficient. You need to do this on your own. Put it back. Don't put it in a safe deposit box, whatever you do. Just find some nice little hiding space for your stuff, for your stash, wherever you can, if it's on your property or wherever. But don't put it in a bank. Just don't. And don't put it in your closet. Everybody looks in the closet. Don't put it in the closet.
Yeah. And you guys are happy to give tips to customers on how to properly hide things.
Oh, yes, we're very good at that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe they call it suitcasing, Josh.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know.
Never heard of that.
Shelley, speaking of money, has a man ever loved you so much that he has stripped you down naked, doused you with champagne, and made it rain on you with $100 bills?
No.
This week.
You've never experienced that level of love.
Never experienced that. And to tell you the truth, paper money is so disgusting that I do not want it near my skin.
They showered Shelley with gold bullion, and it gave her a concussion after he threw a brick of gold in the air.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Uncirculated gold bullion she'll take, yeah. You know. Well, you know, that to me shows everybody should understand, all the men out there, just how snooty that Shelley Wright can be if she's your woman and you dump like $5,000 in cash on her and she's like, how dare you?
Hey, I am fine with you dropping $5,000 in cash on me. Just please make it uncirculated bills, please.
All $2 bills.
No. $100 bills are great. $2 bills, not so much.
Okay, here's why I ask this, because, and maybe before I bring this up, well, no, I won't ask Sam this, maybe later. Okay.
The answer is yes.
A guy walked into a strip club in Michigan, and he was just jumping up and down with excitement, okay? He was radiating an aura of enthusiasm, saying, I just won the lotto, and I am here tonight to finally be treated like a king. And that night, he was literally taking strippers, but there was one in particular, into the VIP champagne room and just showering her with $100 bills, okay? Like it was nothing. Now, you would think this is the best night for everybody, right? This is his best night. This is her best night. This is what every stripper dreams of, a guy who just freshly won the lotto.
The honey hole.
Yeah. So he's raining $100 bills on her, and then he left. He goes, I need to go do something, and I'll be back. He left the strip club. They're very much looking forward to him coming back. In the meantime, she figures out this is counterfeit money.
No!
After she's been doing God knows what. So she figured it out. She called the police. Sure enough, the guy did return. And at that point, he was arrested. It says that they went to his house. They found out the guy, who's 32 years old, lives in the basement of his parents' house, and they had printing equipment and counterfeit money everywhere.
Man.
What's that?
Well, you know, if the police hadn't shown up, then I'm sure that there were people lining up to just beat him up.
How fun would that be, though? That would be one of, like, if you're going to go to jail for something, yeah, if you're going to go to jail for counterfeiting, yeah, it's like your last hurrah, you're going to go into a strip club and just, like, let it ride.
I don't know. I'm thinking if I'm going to commit a crime, I'm thinking maybe of not committing a federal crime. That's a lot worse.
I mean, I had that happen to me recently. Not like a man raining $100 counterfeits on me, but I sold a buddy of mine a piece of music gear. And he gave me the money, and I was on the way out the door, and I just stuck it in my pocket, went out to eat, and grabbed a bill to pay the waitress, who was like a friend of mine, and she came back, and she's like, hey, that's counterfeit money, you know? She was a friend of mine. She knows I would never have passed that on purpose. And I called him back up. I was like, dude, what's up? And he knew who he got it from. And, so it was just weird, you know? Like, you don't want to – that's not me.
Well, I've got a couple more stripper stories here, including an actual state lawmaker in Louisiana who has proposed a new regulation for strippers that is really ticking off some of the people in the state. And then also why a panic was struck in Frankfurt, Germany by a stripper. We'll get to those stories when we return. This is the hour of the show when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. This is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing, stranger.
Dark 30 out here on Speaking Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, well, now keep in mind, my friends, Dark 30 means this is the stuff we say for late at night. It's safe harbor time. That means we're talking about some of the more controversial and outrageous stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out. Tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of story coverage, and tune out if there are kids around, that sort of thing, and consider that your warning. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And also, before we get to this this stripper story, I also want to just read something to you real quick. You know, I was talking earlier about wishing machines and all that. Well, I do have a money magic kit at my website, joshuapwarren.com. And I think I read this once before on the last show, but let me read it again. Here's an email that I just got in from a guy who bought one of these money magic kits and some pendants. Actually, he bought a combo. He says, "Dear Joshua, I just wanted to let you know that I recently purchased your money magic kit and pendants. I own a shop in Monterey, California, which I've had for over 35 years. I did the magic spell last Friday night before opening my shop the next morning. The day started out kind of slow, but then by the time I closed, I had been so busy that we had the best Saturday in over 9 months. I can't tell you how shocked I was. It must have been because of the spell. I've also been wearing the pendants every day and night. I feel great all day long, and at night I get a great night's sleep, and I can remember my dreams for the first time in years. Thank you so much, Brian." That's a real testimonial. I have many like them. Again, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P in joshuapwarren.com, and check out the Money Magic Kit. In Louisiana, everybody knows people go there to party. Yes, New Orleans is the center, but Louisiana has a lot of party spots. There are a lot of strip clubs. And apparently, from what I understand here, the current age to be a stripper, an adult dancer, whatever you want to call it, an exotic dancer, I believe the current age is 18. Well, a state representative has said that there should be a law raising this minimum age for strippers to 21.
Keep and your mouth shut and let a good thing happen, buddy.
Well, you know what? This big discussion broke out among the state representatives, and one of them actually said, well, if we're going to start passing laws like this, let's make a law to prevent ugly old fat strippers from getting on the pole.
There we go.
And so this this representative, whose name I will not air, put in an amendment to the bill that would make it against the law for strippers to be older than 28 and weigh more than 160 pounds.
I mean, the thing is, though, is that 18 is an age, and fat and ugly is that's a matter of taste or a matter of, you know, like, I mean, some guys might like that better. That's like, now you can say you're not 18, but you can't say that somebody's fat and ugly because they might be beautiful to somebody else. That's discrimination.
Well, that's exactly right. You know? That is that is true. That is true. And so he put in this proposal, you can't be older than 28 or weigh more than 160 pounds. One of the state representatives, a lady there, and again, I won't give out any names, was outraged. Can you imagine? Outraged, of course she was. Says that she's, quote, never been more repulsed to be part of the legislature, end quote. But went on to say this man is a pig. So anyway, enough people, flipped out over this that he finally pulled the amendment from the discussion. And so they're still apparently figuring out how to handle this age issue, but at least now the minimum age issue, but now the maximum age and weight part is apparently not going to be considered.
Seems like there's better things for lawmakers to worry about.
At least they're getting something done. They're actually talking about something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one from Frankfurt, Germany? A male stripper sparked a panic in the red light district after being spotted with what appeared to be an assault rifle and a bulletproof vest emblazoned with FBI. Obviously, a significant number of police officers were deployed. The 30-year-old Hungarian man was found to be a table dance bar, and these are part of his costume. It said that it was a plastic replica assault rifle. How dumb is this guy, huh? I mean, it's one thing to dress the part of, you know, everybody knows about the policeman who stripped down, and even that's risky these days. I doubt even male stripper policemen usually carry a gun anymore. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I don't think I've ever heard of a stripper carrying around an assault rifle replica before.
Role playing.
That's playing fire. That's very risky business.
In this climate, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. How about this one? Headline: Naked man gets stuck in chimney. Okay. Where was this? Where was this?
The North Pole. Am I right? No.
Well, you know what? This is a Mobius story, and Mobius is supposed to provide the location for me. He's got the link, but I do not see the location. So, Mobius, locations. All right. A 29-year-old man claims he was playing a game of hide-and-seek when he climbed on the roof of a redemption center, I'm not even sure what that is, overnight and shimmied 20 feet down its chimney where he got stuck. At 10:50 a.m., firefighters broke a hole through the chimney and pulled the man out. He was naked and covered in soot. They say it's unclear when or why he disrobed. His clothes were with him inside the chimney.
They were with him inside the chimney?
Yeah.
With him.
So it's like he took, maybe he starts going down and he's like, okay, this is too tight, but if I take my clothes off, I can make it. So he takes the clothes off, he bundles them up. See how I'm rationalizing for this?
Well, there are just way too many things that could happen to your dangly bits. I just think it's a bad idea.
I couldn't get, I mean, I'm pretty thin. I don't think I could remove any articles of clothing in a chimney.
I think parts of me would get.
Well, I don't think he did it in the chimney. I'm saying that, like, he started down. He goes, okay, I can't do this. And then he went back up, took off his clothes, bundled the clothes up, and then says, now that's going to give me the edge. You know, it's like a prisoner escaping from prison. And he's like, I'll just go down the chimney and pull my clothes, you know, with me. That's, again, this is how I'm imagining this insane scenario taking place. But they say that, you know, the guy, he was, I mean, literally, it was a hide-and-seek thing. I'm claustrophobic, I guess. I mean, I'm probably not compared to a lot of other people because I've been in some insanely small elevators in various parts of the world. But I can't imagine.
You've also moved your clothes in insanely small elevators across the world.
Well, that was just because I was
drunk.
Trying to.
But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's start with a story from Oregon. And how about this as a headline? Man high on nitrous oxide defecates in grocery store.
It happens.
Real headline.
It happens.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is actually the first story of a run of stories about people who are just...
incontinent.
Thank you. Right. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Dark 30 means, well, material that's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's, 828-298-5402. There is a link at speakingofstrange.com. Again, that is 828-298-5402. Tell you something else that you might want to check out when you're on the internet. You might want to check out the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home, the world's most powerful solar generator for the price, guaranteed. SunshineSimple.com. Just go watch the video and learn for yourself why it has been such a success all over the country. Because, you know, it's summertime, and soon the storms are going to come raging in. Hurricane season is here. I'm here right now in Puerto Rico, so trust me, I'm very aware of that. And I'll be heading back up soon to Asheville. But, you know, I got to tell you, the worst experience I've ever had with a hurricane in my life was in Asheville. Ivan the Terrible came through and flooded my home. And for people who are listening who don't know where Asheville is, if you want to drive from Asheville to the beach, the most direct route is going to take about 4 hours. That's heading toward Charleston, South Carolina. So here I live 4 hours away, or I lived 4 hours away in the mountains of Western North Carolina, and horrible, horrible flooding.
They just had some really bad flooding in West Virginia, like real bad.
Well, you see, when stuff like that happens, you know, it wipes out power sometimes for weeks or a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, folks. Again, Dark 30 Hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if somebody's around who doesn't need to hear these stories. That is your warning. And for now, we're going to go to Oregon. Says, man high on nitrous oxide defecates in grocery store. This happened at a Safeway. According to employees, a male subject was walking around inside the store when he stopped in an aisle, just lowered his shorts, and defecated. He then continued walking around the store, tracking feces as he went, until employees were finally able to get him to leave. He even left behind a bag of belongings, and the contents identified him as a 54-year-old man. Officers later located the man after receiving a report about a naked, intoxicated man running around the neighborhood. So cops got a hold of him, and, you know, he said, "Hey, I'm giving away free poop to everybody in the area."
That's, how about a lucky day right there? It's like Ed McMahon, like, we got a winner. Here's the thing, though. Like, nitrous oxide lasts roughly about 30 seconds to a minute on the long side. I don't know about you, but my it would take me a lot longer to produce than the 30 seconds to a minute allotted within a nitrous oxide balloon or something, you know?
Well, he's using whippets.
Right. I mean, you have to. I mean, unless he had he can have a canister and like trigger shoot it. But typically, the method that you would consume that would be a balloon. Crack the whippet into the balloon, and you suck it down, and you're like womp 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 womp.
Okay. Well, let me ask you kind of a scientific question here, Sam.
I'll do my best.
Okay. So whippets, it's a whipped cream can. Why do they use nitrous oxide?
It has something to do with the temperature, because nitrous oxide is a liquid, if I'm correct, you know. So the little – it looks like a CO2 thing for a BB gun.
Sure.
You put in the cracker, it gets really cold. I mean, it makes the metal on the cracker, like, freeze up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it will burn you really bad. You're like, I can't get burned by cold. You can get really burned by cold. And that's the problem. Is like it's a numbing agent, you know. It's used in surgeries and stuff like that. And so you'll be like kind of like nodding out like for those 30 seconds to a minute, like womp womp womp. And like you could have your lips directly on this freezing, burning, so cold it's burning you type thing, and not feel it at all. So it can be a little dangerous. But I think it's just used because it's a propellant that's very cold, I guess, for the whipped cream. And that's the guise they sell it under. It's for baking goods or cakes.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, you want cold whipped cream. Mm-hmm. All right. Cincinnati, Ohio. Man allegedly strips naked, pooped on grocery store scanner. Guy facing charges of disorderly conduct and public indecency after he pooped on the scanner at a Kroger grocery store.
Did it weigh? Do we have a number?
I mean. Police arrested a 23-year-old man after a store employee said he stripped naked and then sat on the scanner at a self-checkout register. Can you envision this?
I can. And, I am.
Yeah, and he said to everyone looking, quote, "Now that is self-checkout."
Nice.
End quote. Prior to the incident, witnesses said they saw the man stumbling around the store, slurring his speech and reeking of booze. You know, that's the thing, Sam. It's like I have been so drunk in my life that I could hardly walk, and never have I crapped on the scanner at the grocery store,
I've been
man.
So drunk, I have run across one of the busiest intersections in the middle of London, England, butt naked in the snow, but didn't poop in the middle of that intersection. I have morals and values.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? Now, this is one I read this story, and I was like, I can kind of sympathize with this guy. These other jackasses, no. I'm just like, this guy, I kind of feel sorry for, though. Headline, Arizona TV reporter arrested for pooping in yard while working on a story. This is from Phoenix. Here's basically what happened. You know how there's some kind of story taking place in some neighborhood, and they send out the news van, and then the reporter's there on the scene, and he's waiting around all day to get, you know, clearance to talk to somebody, or maybe he's waiting for somebody to come home, that kind of thing. Well, on this particular occasion, this reporter who'd been waiting there for hours suddenly is stricken with the demons. You know what I'm talking about, the grumbling bowel demons.
Mm.
And now he, okay, well, I'll just get back to the story here. It says he picked up several papers from the street. I guess they're talking about newspapers. Quickly walked across the road to, quote, squat while leaning against the wall of a neighbor's residence and proceeded to defecate in the yard, end quote. The woman in the house saw this happen. I mean, can you imagine watching, just like envision your local anchorman come in just like crapping all over the side of your house?
Man, when you got to go, you got to go.
Well, that's the thing. It's like she calls the police, this woman. And
you think he wants to be crapping in your
okay,
yard? Probably
I'm,
not.
I am not feeling sorry for this guy. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, before I get your opinion, let me just point this out. Mm-hmm. The cops came. The cops said, what happened? And he said, I'm so sorry. He says, I've been stuck in this hot van all day, and they would not let me move. They wanted an interview if some guy came home. I ate some nasty food at Taco Bell, and I rushed over here. I've been sitting here getting sicker and sicker, and finally there was no more waiting. And he and the people said, well, look, he could have asked me to come into my house and use the bathroom. He goes, there's no time for that. He goes, this hit me, and I had to go.
I know exactly the feel. You do too. You know, you turn white, you get the cold sweats, and you're like, it's going down. It's going down, you know. Like,
okay, now go ahead, Shelley. What do you?
So, if you want to demonize this man,
okay, yes, maybe this man. Maybe you know there should be some, you know, forethought. Like,
sure, it wasn't the proudest day of his life.
Hey, maybe I shouldn't have Taco Bell.
Well, but that's stupid. Come on, he's eating lunch.
Yeah, the guy, he's a working man.
Look, I went to this festival a couple weeks ago, whatever, in Charlotte. I came prepared. I brought a bucket with bags of kitty litter already bagged up in there just in case.
Okay, I don't really think I want to hear this.
Well, you better to have the kitty litter than not have the kitty litter. Am I right? Am I right?
Well, I got to finish this story. The guy, believe it or not, that reporter was arrested on a charge of public defecation, and he is no longer an employee at the station. Everybody says, now that was a crappy job. We got to take a break. I feel for the guy.
I thought you were going to say he got a daytime Emmy.
Well, maybe somebody will give him some kind of award somewhere. But when we come back, I promise you, we will finally get the Florida Bell involved here. And then I will tell you one of my favorites, a good old McDonald's story, as we wrap up tonight's program. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And let me go ahead and point out that next week, we're not going to have a new show because, well, for one thing, we are all going to be taking a little vacation for the 4th of July. But the good news is, I'm thinking like a couple years ago, I did a 4th of July edition of this show that everybody just loves, where I talked about the founders of this country and their relationship to the paranormal and the spiritual and destiny and all that. And so we're going to play that for you as a best of, but it's a classic best of. And I hope that all of you will tune in for it. Even if you've heard it before, fine, tune in, hear it again. And then the following week, we plan to come back with another brand new program for you. Now, I will remind all of you, this is the Dark 30 Hour. That means we're talking about content that is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you are easily offended or if there's somebody around that you feel should not hear this kind of content. So here are the last couple stories I have. The first one comes from Miami, Florida. Now, you might say this is the best or the worst attorney in the world. I got to tell you, there's a part of me that thinks, hey, I like this. I like this an attorney. Florida attorney disbarred after admitting rampant illegal drug use. Okay, that's a no-no. I don't like that. Phone sex. Yeah, I'm not. But actual sex with jailed clients. Now I'm like, whoa, wait a second. This is interesting. 43-year-old female disbarred for having inappropriate sexual and drug activity she admitted to participating in during her time as a public defender. Now, first, when it comes to the drug stuff, it says cocaine, crack, ecstasy, acid, meth are just some of the drugs that the now disbarred Florida public defender allegedly took while having sexually inappropriate relationships with clients. But it goes on to say, and I could really get into detail here, but I'm not. It says that this woman would contact her clients in jail and say, quote, you're in jail and I can't touch you right now. And I am sort of, you know, mincing words. But can you wait until I get there and touch it for you, end quote. And at that point, she would come to the jail and actually get into a private room with her clients, and I think you can use your imagination and figure out what she was doing.
Let me just say I've had much worse legal counsel. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
you're paying $100 an hour, you know, I mean, at least. You think, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a bonus. That's good.
You know, hey. If you have an attorney who's going to come when you're in jail and ease this experience for you, there's got to be some brownie points and some, you know, good TripAdvisor rating somewhere in there. Okay, next story. This is from Cincinnati. I love McDonald's stories because there's nothing more American than a good McDonald's story. Here we go again. Dark 30, tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. Headline, police. Man exposed his penis and threatened McDonald's employee.
with the penis or?
Yes. A Cincinnati man faces charges after exposing his genitals and threatening an employee at McDonald's Saturday. The 26-year-old man threatened an employee, stating that he would assault him, I will say, right here in the middle of the place with no lube if he did not get a Big Mac with no cheese. What? It's like, you read that, you're like, what? He also refused to leave the parking lot. He was quickly hauled away and charged with public indecency and aggravated menacing. Man, people love a Big Mac, and they want it done the way they want it done.
I mean, it seems like a rather stiff, way to go around, like, getting your point across.
Lube or no lube, and that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Joshua Dendy, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. Tune in next week for a great best of, and the following week for a new one. You are commanded. You can make me scream.